The world okay, is a result of the actions or the karma of the beings who inhabit it. A pure world is results from pure actions. Okay? So a pure world, for example, Buddha's Pure Land, Tushita or Kayajra, the pure world comes from pure actions. Okay? And an impure world, for example, the world filled with suffering that is appearing to us now, arises or comes from impure actions. These are all karmic appearances to mind. And since all actions are created by mind, initiated through mental intention, everything, including the world itself, is created by mind. There is no creator other than the mind. Of course, again, in our normal way of speaking, we say something like, I created a new document, or, hey, I created a new recipe. Or we say, he or she created a new design, or created some new art, like this. So although we say, like, I created such and such, or he or she created such and such, the real creator of everything is the mind. Because everything is mere imputation by mind. Merely imputed by mind. Also, in the introduction to the Mirror of Dharma with additions, Venerable Geshe says, without a name, things cannot exist. Without a name, things cannot exist. Names are imputed by mind through thinking. This is this. This is microphone. This is book. Okay. I'll give you a really good example. So anyway, let me finish that. And without a name, things cannot exist. Names are imputed by mind through thinking, this is this. Therefore, we need that conclusion. Therefore, things exist only because mind imputes them. This is so profound. Yeah. So here's a good example. Right before festival, we had a beautiful ordination ceremony here in the temple. And I believe now there are 13 new Kadampa nuns and 9 new Kadampa monks. Okay. So perhaps you've met some of these new monks and nuns at the festival. And surely some of you knew them before they became ordained. You knew them as a lay person by their lay name. Okay. So these lay people at some point developed a wish to become ordained. And then with a pure motivation, they requested ordination from our general spiritual director. Then, during the ordination ceremony, okay, a valid basis was created for an ordained person. And then they received their new name. Kelsang. Kelsang. I mean, of course, Kelsang, and then another name, but it was right now, Kelsang, which, as we learned during the introduction, means fortunate one. or bodhisattva. It was independence, its independence upon this holy name that the nun or monk appears. Without a name, things cannot exist. And then when the ceremony finishes, as you've either seen in person or in photos, everyone gathers around, right? And what are the questions being asked? Mainly one. What is your name? What is your name? What is your name? Oh, beautiful. They say, Kelsang so-and-so. You know? Wow. What does it mean? What is your name? You know, like this. And everybody rejoices in this new development. Is a new monks and nuns, a new Kadampa nuns and monks that are rising, appearing now. Okay? And we know them by using their name. We know them through name, merely imputed by mind. Everything is like this. Without a name, things cannot exist. This is true for lay people, ordained people. This is true for cars and trees. This is true for the whole world, the universe, everything. Everything created by mind, shaped through the power of mind. Originating through the power of mind. Mind has so much power.